So I was at the gym a couple hours ago, and I see this little inchworm, and he's cruising around the top of this light, and he's just going around in circles. And I was watching him, like, wow, that's weird. And then he made another lap, and another lap, and another lap, and I'm on the elliptical, just cruising along, listening to my music, and watching him, and he's doing 10, 20, 30 laps. And he doesn't get off this little tiny circle. I'm thinking to myself, this is really like, it's such a deep metaphor for how our mind is and how we get stuck in life. Because he would look down and see like, oh wow, I have to climb down there if I'm gonna escape from this, but no, I'm gonna keep going around because that's what's safe and that's what's working. And yeah, it's really interesting to see the mind of an inchworm and how our minds are very similar in so many ways, that we tend to kind of stay in the same circles of thought. The 60,000 thoughts that you have every day, about 90% of those are the same thoughts you had yesterday on average. And so, what kind of risks are we taking to think outside of our little box, our little sphere that we are spinning around in our little world? And maybe we think it's a big world that we're spinning in, but we're still having the same thoughts. And so it's like, I'm wondering, what would it be like if we took the risk to just face whatever it is that's stopping us from having these same repetitive thoughts and embrace that part? And so it's really profound. And I'm just going to give you a little. Here we're gonna go to the live scene and the action of this clip. So just hold on to your seats and get ready. So here I am. This must be lap number 274. But who's counting, anyways? This is the edge of life, and I'm walking on it. And yeah, it may be scary as all heck because any moment, I could slip, I could inch my way off. And if I look down there and I see the possibilities of stepping off the edge, yeah, I'd rather just continue on the safe path, and not necessarily worry too much about anything except for the next inch ahead of me. And it's great because I know where I'm going. It's a very dependable road in front of me, and I may die up here because there's probably not going to be the chance of much food, and I'm just too scared to go down there. Even though it's tempting at times to take a look down there and to see, maybe I should go check that out, but no. I'm too afraid to adventure into the unknown. So I stay on this safe path and I do what's known, what's comfortable,